Let me bring Michelle Goldberger on with us here. She's a program director for a food addiction recovery program in Minnesota. It's probably cold up there, too. So we can't feel sorry for you, though, Michelle. You live in Minnesota, so.
That's right. We're used to it.
Yeah, you're used to it, so you bring it down here. But let's talk about it. What is it now? I know people are always telling us, get sugar out of your diet. You know, you can lose weight. You know, the New Year's resolutions, that kind of thing. Is that, I mean, it's not as easy as it sounds, though, is it?
Oh, no. In fact, this week is National Sugar Awareness Week to challenge people to try to stop eating sugar for just 5 days to see what kind of effect it actually has on them.
Yeah, well, would I be in withdrawals probably after 5 days, maybe after 1 day, maybe after a couple hours? Maybe. You know, I mean,
yeah, it's more difficult than you think. That's why we challenge people to try it. I mean, you could get a headache, get tired, nervous, fuzzy thinking, you know, sleepless or too sleepy. And what happens is people start withdrawing and then they go back to the sugar again because they can't handle the withdrawal symptoms.
Well, I mean, I guess what I would be thinking, because sugar, I like being a little sugar in my coffee. I can, there's no telling how many times I hit the sugar, you know, jar or whatever at some point during the day with whatever I'm eating. Sugar is in just about all kinds of foods, right? I mean, are there certain foods you could, kind of look toward to get the, you know, get the sugar out of your diet? I mean, okay, so I don't, let's say, go a couple of days, no sugar in the coffee if I can deal with it. But, what else out there?
Oh, gosh. You're right. It's in just about everything. Until you start learning to read labels and learn the names for the hidden sugars, it's really difficult to even know what sugar is. And I mean, sugar is even in artificial sweeteners. You know, fruit juice, sweetener, syrup, anything that ends in oats, fructose, glucose, maltose.
I guess would you take sort of the idea that, okay, I'm going to have the diet maybe a diabetic would have? Is that the best sort of way to deal with that? Because you're going to lose weight, I guess, if you do that, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The thing is, for some people, sugar is addictive. And those people kind of know who they are. It's kind of like one cookie is too many and a thousand's not enough. You know, once you start, you can't stop. And so people joke around a lot and say, oh, yeah, I'm addicted, I'm a chocoholic, something like that. They laugh about it, but the fact is it's really true for some people. Once you cross the line, you actually need help to stop, you know, like with a 12-step program or treatment, and that's where CORE comes in. We help people detox from sugar in a safe place because once some people try it, cannot do it on their own. They need help.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking, okay, guilty as charged.
Yeah.
And so, but I guess just for good health, though, you want to at least reduce the amount of sugar, right? If you can't give it up entirely, at least reduce the amount you're taking in every day, right?
Well, that's the theory that most people think, but for some people, it's actually gotten to the point where it's an addiction and diets don't work anymore. They cannot, they find that it's impossible to reduce it. To limit, it's just the same as an alcoholic trying to reduce their alcohol, just to, you know, one drink or two drinks of alcohol a day. It's absolutely impossible for the addict. So some people that actually are addicted, you know, there's different levels of addiction. So the people that are more extremely addicted have to abstain from processed sugar altogether in order to have any freedom from it. You know,
Michelle, tell people, because we're going to run out of time here with the weather and everything, tell people the website where they can find out more information about your organization.
Sure. It's www.cormn.org. And we provide a safe place for people to come and detox. It's residential. It's affordable. And it's in a beautiful wooded setting. And people learn how to put boundaries around their food. You learn what to eat. You know, when you can't have sugar, you need to learn all the other things that you can eat.
Is this one of those places where they have the M&Ms in the, you know, in the glass, you know, break in case of emergency kind of thing, or?
Yeah.
I can't help myself. I'm sorry. Michelle, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. Great having you.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Michelle Goldberger joining us here.